is going on, gents? It's RPM here, coming at you with another episode of Hockey Mask Time. Now, before I get started, let us go ahead and bow our heads and recite the HMT motto, shall we? A man can only take so much disrespect. And with that being said, this article was published on the 12th of October. The Wyoming Medical Examiner, who performed the autopsy on Gabby Petito, said Tuesday that the 22-year-old's death was caused by strangulation. Tinton County Coroner Dr. Brent Blue made the announcement during a virtual news conference. After a detailed investigation by our forensic pathologist, our anthropologist, and local law enforcement, with assistance from the FBI, the Tinton County Coroner's Office is filing the following verdict in the death of Gabrielle Vernora Petito. We hereby find the cause and manner of death to be the cause, death by strangulation, and manner is homicide, he said. Now, let me just go ahead and say this right here. Woo! The time of death was estimated to be 3 to 4 weeks before Petito's body was found, Blue said. Petito's body was discovered in the Spread Creek dispersed camping area of Bridger Tinton National Forest near Grand Tinton National Park on September 19th, 8 days after her family reported her missing and nearly 3 weeks after her 23-year-old fiancé, Brian Laundrie, returned home from a cross-country road trip without her. On September 22nd, a federal arrest warrant was issued for Laundrie for allegedly unauthorized use of a Capital One debit card belonging to Petito. Wow. A federal arrest warrant for the use of a debit card. In a statement released after the coroner's findings Tuesday, Stephen Bertolino, the Laundrie's family lawyer, said, Gabby Petito's death at such a young age is a tragedy. Oh, boo freaking who. While Brian Laundrie is currently charged with the unauthorized use of a debit card belonging to Gabby, Brian is only considered a person of interest in relation to Gabby Petito's demise, the statement read. Quote unquote, at this time, Brian is still missing. And when he is located, we will address the fraud charge pending against him. Well, well, well. Quite interesting. Now let's get to that scorecard, shall we? For this one, gentlemen, I'm not going to score it because we don't have a definite person who actually put the mask on. However, in the comment sections, I want you guys to go wild with what you would score it as. Ah, yes, here we are. Somebody put the mask on. Now, mind you, this chick was a mental case and she was abusive to her boyfriend. Kind of ironic that the whole media glazed over that fact. But, obviously, she ran up on the right one. We don't know who did it at this point. If it was the boyfriend, whatever. If it was some random guy, whatever. Only thing we need to be concerned with is the fact that somebody put the mask on. And speaking of the mask, gentlemen, there will be an HMT marathon leading up to Halloween. Now, of course, during that marathon, the special number of 187 is going to be done. So I'm going to need you guys to give me a very good one. The only stipulation is it has to be hands-on. So no burners will be for 187. Mm-mm. I'm looking forward to what you guys are going to throw out. So Neo, the outflanker, come on, buddy. You know the spotlight's going to be on you. But it's open to everybody. So let's make this year's marathon a good one. And with that being said, ladies, this once again proves that when a man finally decides that he's overall done with you and decides to put your lights out, there will be nobody but you and him in that final moment. And with that being said, ladies, understand, the power will eventually go out. Feminism and all of the quote-unquote protections and false privileges that you are afforded via the society that we live in will go out right along with it. Because I'm going to reiterate this. When you finally push a man to his breaking point, to where he decides to take you out of the equation, there will be no one there but you and him. And as usual, we men win that battle. That's all I got to say for this one. RPM, I am out.
Welcome. Murder on my mind, yeah. Losing all my hope, yeah. I'ma do the crime, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill, yeah. Fuck the red or blue, I'ma take the black pill.